弟兄姐妹们早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们非常高兴今天早晨又能够一同聚集在主的面前。
We're very happy that we can meet together before the Lord this morning.
我们先来读几处经文。
Let's start by reading a couple scriptures.
我们今天要读的经文都是在但以理书。
And all the verses that we shall be reading will be from the book of Daniel.
第一处我们要读的是第四章第八节。
Let's start by reading in chapter 4, verse 8 in the book of Daniel.
我先用中文来读一遍，然后我们的班弟兄用英文来读一遍。
We'll first read it in Chinese, and then our brother Ben will read in English.
但以理书四章八节。
Daniel chapter 4, verse 8.
末后，那照我神的名，称为伯提沙撒的但以理来到我面前，他里头有圣神的灵。我讲梦，告诉他说。
But finally, Daniel came in before me, whose name is Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is a spirit of the holy gods, and I related the dream to him, saying.
好，下一处我们要读的是在第四章二十五节。
Next, we'll read in chapter 4, verse 25.
你必被赶出，离开人世，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，被天露滴湿，却要经过七七。等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐给谁就赐给谁。
That you be driven away from mankind and your dwelling place be with the beasts of the field, and you be given grass to eat like cattle, and be drenched with the dew of heaven, and seven periods of time will pass over you until you recognize that the Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind and bestows it on whomever he wishes.
四章第二十七节。
And same chapter, verse 27.
王啊，求你悦纳我的谏言，以实行公义，断绝罪恶，以怜悯穷人，除掉罪孽，或者你的平安可以验偿。
Therefore, O King, may my advice be pleasing to you. Break away now from your sins by doing righteousness, and from your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, in case there may be a prolonging of your prosperity.
我们再读第五章的第十七节。
Next, we'll turn to chapter 5, verse 17.
但以理在王面前回答说，你的赠品可以归你自己，你的赏赐可以归给别人，我却要为王读着文字，把讲解告诉王。
Then Daniel answered and said before the king, keep your gifts for yourself or give your rewards to someone else. However, I will read the inscription to the king and make the interpretation known to him.
我们再读第六章的第三节和第四节。
Next, we'll read chapter 6, verse 3 and 4.
因这但以理有美好的灵性，所以显然超乎其余所有的总长和总督。王又想立他为治理通国。那时，总长和总督寻求但以理误国的把柄，为要参他，只是找不到他的错误过失，因为他办事忠心办事，毫无错误过失。
Then this Daniel began distinguishing himself among the commissioners and satraps because he possessed an extraordinary spirit, and the king planned to appoint him over the entire kingdom. Then the commissioners and satraps began to find a ground of accusation against Daniel in regard to government affairs, but they could find no ground of accusation or evidence of corruption, inasmuch as he was faithful and no negligence or corruption was to be found in him.
好，我们最后读第六章的第十节。
And lastly, let's read chapter 6, verse 10.
但以理知道这禁令盖了玉玺，就到自己家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前，祷告感谢，与素常一样。
Now, when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he entered his house. Now, in his roof chamber, he had windows open towards Jerusalem, and he continued kneeling on his knees three times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, as he had been doing previously.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
在这个疫情中间，你把我们聚集在线上。
That we can have the opportunity to meet online during this pandemic.
今天早晨我们把这段时间仰望在你恩典的手中。
So Lord, this morning's time we place into your gracious hands.
求你的圣灵对我们的心说话。
May your spirit speak to our hearts.
让我们解开这些话语。
That you can be the one who is doing the interpretation.
让它成为我们生命的力量。
So that it can be truly a strength in our lives.
我们也求你越过人的软弱。
And may you overcome our weaknesses.
把你自己亲自显明出来。
So that you can reveal more of yourself to us.
求你祝福讲的、翻的和众弟兄姐妹们。
May you bless the speaker, the interpreter, and all who are listening.
我们献上心中最深处的感谢。
We give you our heart's deepest thanks and praise.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天早晨呢，我愿意和弟兄姐妹们继续交通但以理的一生。
We'll continue sharing about the life of Daniel this morning.
我们盼望着圣灵来帮助我们。
And we pray that the Spirit can truly help us.
从他的这些生活、生命、服事的记载当中，我们可以看见为什么他在神眼中是一个非常特别的人。
That through his services and through his life, that we can truly see why he was so special in the heart of God.
我们祷告，盼望着他的生命能够成为我们每位弟兄姐妹们的激励。
And we pray that his life can truly be an encouragement to each and every one of us.
也盼望着这些呢，能够把这些性格，神所喜悦的这些性格，能够建造在我们自己的生命当中。
And that these characteristics of Daniel can really be built up in us.
让我们看见他怎样在这个非常动乱的时代当中能够为神站立得住。
And that, that through the unstable times that he lived, how he was able to stand firm in the Lord.
我们也需要学习从他在神面前的忠心学习功课。
And that we can truly learn valuable lessons from his life.
让我们实在是能够在这个末后的时代我们所要面临的各样的动乱和不安定的情况下我们能够在神面前站立得住。
That through our own unstable and chaotic times, that we too can live and stand firm in the Lord.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们将面临的，可能是很多是非常不确定的。
Because the Bible tells us that we will be in uncertain times.
我们需要在里边有一个在神面前的一个生命的根基。
But that we can truly have this stability in the Lord.
所以我相信呢，我们能够从但以理的身上能够学到很多的功课。
So I trust that we can learn great and many valuable lessons in the life of Daniel.
因为他从年幼的时候他就被掳到巴比伦。
Because we see that in the life of Daniel, at a very young age, he was taken captive to the land of Babylon.
在他整个的一生的服事当中经过了不同的朝代。
And through his life, he experienced many things.
他本来是一个生活在犹大王宫里边的一个少年人。
And he had originally he had a royal status in the courts of Judah.
但是他的生活实在是有个巨大的改变。
But there was a great change in his life.
并且整个一生的服事当中我们看见有许多非常大的变化。
And we see that throughout his life there was great change.
那他怎样能够在这些变化当中一直为神站立得住是我们需要学习的功课。
And how was he able to stand firm in the Lord throughout all these things? We need to learn this lesson.
当然我们知道但以理书是一本非常重要的预言的书。
And we know that the book of Daniel is one that is a prophetic book.
但是今天呢我们今天所要交通的重点是我们来看但以理他的一生我们能够从他所学到的功课。
But today we will be speaking on the life lessons that we can see in Daniel's life.
我们上一次已经交通了前三章。
And last time we had already fellowshipped on the first three chapters.
今天我们要从第四章开始。
And today we will be starting on chapter four.
第四章呢是但以理为着尼布甲尼撒王解了第二个梦。
And in chapter four we see that Daniel interprets the second dream of King Nebuchadnezzar.
那这个解梦的过程和第一次的解梦是不大一样的。
And this dream in chapter 4 is slightly different from that in chapter 2.
那我们看见整个这个第四章它是这个尼布甲尼撒王好像他在自述然后但以理帮他记录下来。
And it seems as if in chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar is the one retelling his dream and Daniel is the one who is recording the story.
是第一次当尼布甲尼撒做了一个梦之后他并不记得那个梦是什么。
And in the first dream, Nebuchadnezzar dreamt it, but he had forgotten this dream.
那这一次他记得这个梦是什么。
And this time, he remembered very clearly.
并且呢他把这个梦告诉巴比伦所有的这些哲士这些术士。
And this time, Nebuchadnezzar had told all of his magicians and his conjurers his dream.
但是没有一个人能够帮他解释这个梦的。
But no one was able to interpret this dream for him.
最后呢，他最后他把又叫到但以理。
And finally, he called Daniel to him.
那我们知道, 这个梦他是讲到他, 梦到一棵大树。
And in this dream, we see that there was a great tree.
这棵树是非常的高大。
And it was a very big and mighty tree.
记载在第十节，第四章第十节到 第十七节。
And it is recorded in verse 10 to 17.
并且这个树坚固，高到顶天。
And it was so big that it touched the heavens.
从地极都可以看见。
And from all over the earth, you were able to see it.
他说这棵树的叶子华美，果子甚多。
And the leaves and fruits were plenty.
并且能够做众生的食物。
And that it was abundant to all.
田野的走兽都卧在其下。
And that all living things were under its mighty limbs.
在空中的飞鸟都竖在枝上。
And the birds of the air were able to find rest in it.
然后有一位圣者从天而降。
But then there was a descendant from heaven.
大声地呼叫说要把这棵树砍掉。
And he shouted that this tree needed to be chopped down.
所有的叶子果子都要离开这个树。
And that the leaves and fruits were to leave this tree.
所有的走兽和飞鸟也都要离开这棵树。
And the beasts and the birds would flee from it.
但是这个树墩呢却要留在地上。
But the stump was to be left.
并且用铁圈和铜圈把它锁住。
And it was to be bound with band of iron and bronze.
让它在田野中被天露滴湿。
And that it would be drenched with the dew of heaven.
让它是从地上的野兽一样吃草如牛。
And just like the beasts of the field, that it would eat the grass.
并且要经过七七。
And it would go through a period of seven times.
这个七七呢，也可能是七年或者七个季节。
And this could be 7 years or seven seasons.
之后，神要向他宣告说，至高者让他知道至高者在人的国中掌权。
And finally, the Most High would say that. That only the Most High is ruler over the realm.
让他能够在神面前卑微下来。
And that before the Lord, that he would be humbled.
那这个梦，我想在这些 巴比伦的哲士心中，我想他们是应该知道这个梦的意思。
And I think that the wise men of Babylon must have known the interpretation of this dream.
甚至呢，尼布甲尼撒王他自己可能也知道这个梦所指的是什么意思。
And maybe even Nebuchadnezzar had an idea or a sense of the interpretation of this dream.
但是没有一个人他们敢说实话。
But no one wanted to tell them the truth.
因为这个是对王来讲是一个危险。
Because this was speaking very harshly to the king.
所以这些哲士们他们没有勇气。
And so these wise men maybe did not have the courage to speak the truth before the king.
只有但以理他勇敢地在神面前在王的面前说实话。
And only Daniel was able to speak this truth before the king.
那我们知道圣经所记载当但以理听见这个梦的时候他自己也惊讶片刻。
And we see that in the Bible that after Daniel heard this that he too had a moment of pause.
但是 因着他里边有圣神的灵,
but because he had the Spirit of the Lord,
他可以说实话,
that he was able to speak the truth.
这是旧约先知的一个特点,
and this is a very key point in the prophets of the Old Testament.
就是他们能够勇于说出神让他们所说的真实的话语,
that they were able to speak this truth that they received from the Lord.
这些话不论是对王有好处还是有坏处,
that whether these words were good or bad to the king,
或者是对人喜悦还是不喜悦,
or maybe it blessed or did not bless the people,
但是这些先知们,他们可以在神面前忠实地为神说话,
but these prophets were able to speak the truth before the Lord.
那我们知道在新约的时代,主耶稣基督也告诉他所有的子民,
and we know that in the New Testament, the Lord speaks, tells his people,
我们是就说是,
that yes is yes.
不是就说不是,
and no is no.
这是神在他的子民当中所要的一个非常基本的, 也是一个非常重要的, 生命特征。
And this is a very basic and important aspect that the Lord desires us to live out.
所以但以理呢，他就把这个梦解释给了尼布甲尼撒王。
And so Daniel interpreted this dream to King Nebuchadnezzar.
所以这些事情神所指示的都是要临到这个尼布甲尼撒王。
And all these things that the Lord spoke would come into reality in King Nebuchadnezzar's life.
他被赶离开人世。
And that he would be driven out of the palace.
并且在野地里与野兽同居。
And that he would live with the beasts of the field.
要吃草如牛。
And that he would eat the grass like the beasts.
要等过到七七的时候，知道直到他知道至高者在人的国中掌权。
And it wasn't until after seven periods of time that he understood that the Most High was ruler over all.
但以理在这边不但把这个梦的讲解告诉了给尼布甲尼撒王。
And Daniel did not just interpret this dream to King Nebuchadnezzar.
在第四章二十七节，他说呢，求你悦纳我的谏言。
But in chapter 4, verse 27, it says, May my advice be pleasing to you.
以实行公义，断绝罪恶。
And that you break away now from your sins by doing righteousness.
以怜悯穷人，除掉罪孽。
And from your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor.
所以我们看见但以理在这边呢，要不但宣告神的审判。
And it's, we see here that Daniel not only warns of the judgment of the Lord,
并且他指出一条悔改的路。
But he also reveals a path of repentance.
他让这个王呢能够要实行公义断绝罪恶。
And that he, pleaded with the king to return, and repent before the Lord.
那这是人在神面前，在神审判面前一个应该对的态度。
And this should be an attitude that we have before God.
其实这个在我们的生活当中也是非常实际的。
And this is something that can be very applicable in our daily lives.
也许我们的生活当中没有这些像尼布甲尼撒王所经历的这样的大的事情和审判。
Maybe we don't experience the great great things that King Nebuchadnezzar experienced.
但是在每次圣灵来提醒来改正我们的时候，
But that every time when the Spirit corrects and guides us,
我们是不是有一个同样愿意悔改的心？
Do we have a repentant heart?
那这是非常重要的。
This is something that is very important.
神在每次的审判之前，他都给人悔改的机会。
That every time before the Lord judges, he gives us an opportunity to repent.
所以我们看见这里边，神借着他的先知，要把神的审判宣告出来。
And so we see here that he was able to use his prophet to bring this judgment.
但更是呢，指出神给人一条悔改的路。
But it also shows that the Lord was merciful and he was able to, he offered a repentant path.
这是神的恩典。
And this is the Lord's grace.
每一次我们的心在神面前悔改的时候，都是圣灵可以在里边把神生命加给我们的时候。
And every time that we repent before the Lord, this is something that the Lord is able to use, to bring more of his life to each and every one of us.
愿意这件事情提醒我们能够常常对圣灵的话语是敏感的。
And may this remind us that we should be sensitive to the word of the Lord.
我们的心在神面前是柔软的。
And that our heart can be softened.
那我们知道尼布甲尼撒王在这边呢，他并没有马上悔改。
And we see here that King Nebuchadnezzar in this chapter did not immediately repent.
是他神给了他十二个月的时间，整整一年的时间。
And he was given 1 year's time.
到十二个月之后，有一天他在巴比伦的王宫里边游行。
And after that 1 year, he was going along the grounds of the palace.
记载在第四章的三十节，他说：“这巴比伦不是我用大能大力所建位的京都吗？”
And in verse 30, it records, Is this not Babylon the great which I myself have built?
是要显出我巍然的荣耀吗？
And it shows the might and the power of King Nebuchadnezzar.
我们看见他是何等的高傲。
And it shows how proud he is.
圣经记载说呢，这个王这些话还在口中还没有说完。
And in the Bible it records that while these words were still in the king's mouth,
就有声音从天上说
A voice came from heaven.
你的国位要离开你。
That your sovereignty shall be removed from you.
神的审判立刻就临到了他。
And immediately the judgment of the Lord came upon him.
正如圣经所说的，他就被赶出人世。
And as the prophecy said that he was driven out of his palace.
在野地里和这些野兽同住,
and that he lived with the beasts of the field.
直到有一天, 圣经记载呢, 当尼布甲尼撒王说日子满足的时候, 第四章的34节,
and in verse 34, it says that at the end of this period,
尼布甲尼撒王举目望天,
that Nebuchadnezzar raised his eyes towards heaven.
这是一个非常重要的一个举动,
and this is a very important action.
我们知道在他的一生当中, 他所看见的都是他所征战的疆界,
and we see that in all of his life, Nebuchadnezzar only looked at the things that he himself had built.
他所建造的这个美丽, 这个壮观的这个巴比伦城,
and the beautiful Babylon that he had built himself.
但是当神的工作临到他的时候, 当日子满足的时候,
but when the work of the Lord came upon him and the judgment and the time was fulfilled,
尼布甲尼撒王可以举目望天,
then Nebuchadnezzar was able to raise his eyes towards heaven.
他可以看见在天上有个更高的权柄,
that he could see and understand that there was a higher power.
因为他在地上的时候看不见比他更高的权柄,
because while he was on earth, that he was not able to see anything higher than himself.
我觉得这对我们来讲也是一个非常重要的一个提醒,
so I think that this is also a great reminder to us,
我们常常要举目望天,
that we need to raise our eyes towards heaven,
要看神在我们人生当中的带领,
that we need to see the leading of God in our lives.
神在这个幕后的时代, 他要做什么样的工作,
and that these end times that we can truly see what how it is that the Lord desires us to live.
我们的生活, 我们的服饰, 是不是走在神这个所旨意的道路上,
that the life that we live and the service that we serve, is it according to the path that the Lord has chosen for us?
那到第35节的时候呢, 他就说, 他说呢, 这地上所有的居民都是虚无的, 天上的万军和世上的居民, 凭自己的旨意行事, 没有人能够拦阻他的手。
And in verse 35, it says, all the inhabitants of the earth are counted for nothing, but he does according to his will.
所以他看见了真正的权柄, 那个至高的权柄是在天上。
And so he truly was able to see that the sovereignty was not on earth, but that it was in heaven.
他终于可以谦卑在神的面前。
And that he could finally be humbled before God.
看见地上这些所有的东西, 这些都是虚无的。
And that the things of this earth will all pass away.
万军之神在天上所做的工作, 是没有人的手可以拦阻的。
And that the things that the Lord is able to accomplish, it cannot be stopped by the hands of man.
总非常, 我们感谢主, 戴以理在这边所做的见证。
And so we praise the Lord for this testimony that Daniel was able to have.
你看见一个神的仆人在神面前的忠心,
and we can see the pure, the simple heart of Daniel.
是的，就是在我们每件事情上, 其实每件事情都是一个考验, 考验我们在神面前是否忠心。
And that in every aspect and in every experience, that it is an opportunity to learn before God.
那我们知道神 在尼布甲尼撒王谦卑的时候, 他也向他施恩。
And we see that as Nebuchadnezzar humbled himself before the Lord, that he was able to recognize God as the sovereign one.
神的恩典就把他能够恢复到他原来的那个位置之上。
And the grace of God was able to restore him back to his former self.
那更宝贵的是在这个过程当中, 让这个王, 好像这个在地上最 有权势的王，他能够认识到天上的权柄。
And this is something that is very miraculous, that this earthly king is able to see something in heaven.
并且他能够来赞美这位天上的神。
And that he is able to praise God in heaven.
所以在这个章最后的时候, 我们看见他开始赞美神, 并且呢, 把这个神接到他自己的心里边去。
And we see finally at the end of chapter 4 that he not only praises and exalts the King of Heaven, but that he is also able to begin to accept the Lord into his heart.
从一开始的时候, 他所认识的神呢,
and we see that throughout the story of King Nebuchadnezzar, that at the very beginning that this God was one that he saw as just a God of the Hebrews.
后来他认识到这位神是丹以理的神, 是丹以理三个朋友, 他们个人的神。
And next, we see that, through his progression, that he sees this God of Daniel and the God of Daniel's friends.
现在他也可以在这位神的面前谦卑来赞美他。
And finally, at the end, that he was able to be humbled and praise the Lord.
那这是神恩典的工作。
And this is truly the mercy of the Lord.
那我们下边要看一下在但以理书的第五章。
And next, we'll take a look in chapter 5 of the book of Daniel.
但以理书第刚才我们读到那个第四章和前面那个解梦实际上也中间有了差不多30多年的时间。
And in the first two dreams, we see that it was over a span of about 30 years.
那我们看见在这个30多年的时间当中但以理原来怎样他还是怎样。
And we see that in these 30 years that the state of Daniel is pretty much the same.
这种持续的见证实在是不容易的。
And this constant testimony is not easy.
当我们来到第五章的时候
But as we enter into chapter 5,
这个时候呢在巴比伦已经有新的王新的是应该是尼布甲尼撒的外孙。
And we see that in chapter 5, we have a new king, the grandson of King Nebuchadnezzar.
时间也过了大概又过了三四十年的时间。
And it must have passed already another 30 or 40 years.
那这个时候按照我们前面读圣经的弟兄姐妹们的推算但以理大概已经是80多岁。
And from Bible scholars, we can come to know that Daniel at this time is already about 80 years old.
并且呢他已经被新的王遗忘
and that he has already been forgotten by these kings.
所以在第五章里边记载着这个王他的名字叫俄沙撒。
And so this new king, King Belshazzar,
当时是他和他的父亲一同来管理这个整个巴比伦国家。
And it was him and his father that ruled over the kingdom of Babylon.
所以他是应该在这个国中列为第二的。
And so, He was the second most powerful man in the kingdom.
那因为他的父王呢，常常在外边征战，所以在巴比伦皇宫里边的这些工作、这些执政都是由这个伯沙撒来执行。
And because his father was away at war, that the things inside the kingdom was left to Belshazzar to manage.
那这个时候，马代和波斯的王国已经开始对巴比伦国有攻击了。
And at this time, the Medes and the Persians were already having war with the kingdom of Babylon.
据记载，他们已经把这个整个巴比伦城围起来，大概有三年。
And it had already surrounded, and they had already surrounded the kingdom of Babylon for about 3 years at this time.
这个整个国家是处在一个非常危机当中。
And that this kingdom was in a time of peril.
但是第五章一开始就记载了这个伯沙撒王为他的一千大臣摆设宴席。
But it says that at the very beginning of chapter 5, it says Belshazzar held a great feast for thousands of his nobles.
这个一千个大臣还有他的王后嫔妃对面饮酒。
And that these thousands, these nobles, and princes were drinking.
在这个宴席当中这个伯沙撒王就命令人把他这个祖父尼布甲尼撒从耶路撒冷所掳掠来的这金银器皿拿来他要与这些大臣用这个器皿对面饮酒。
And Belshazzar ordered that the gold and the silver vessels which Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple of Jerusalem be brought out.
并且呢他们饮酒还要赞美那金银铜铁木所做的这些偶像。
And that they could,
在第四五章第四节。
Thank you. And that they could praise the gods of gold and silver, bronze, iron, wood and stone.
我们看见这个时候这个年轻的王他实在是完全没有一个做王人的心。
And we see that this young king did not have a true heart of a king.
在这个国家面临着重大的危机的时候
that in this time of peril against the kingdom,
他在皇宫里边宴乐
that he was feasting inside the palace.
不但宴乐而且在这个过程当中他犯了两个非常大的罪。
And not only this, but that he committed two major sins during this time.
那圣经记载呢，他在神的面前骄傲自大。
And that in the Bible it records that he was proud in front of the Most High.
并且命令人把神圣殿里边的这些器皿拿出来。
And that he ordered the vessels of the temple to be brought out.
用这些器皿和他这些大臣们饮酒。
and that they would partake of wine through these vessels.
这是一个非常大的罪，就是在神面前搞傲。
And this is a great sin before the Lord, that this pride.
他触犯了神。
And so he sinned against the Lord.
那第二个他所犯的罪，这圣经记载呢，就是他来赞美这些金银铜铁木这些东西所造的这些偶像。
And the second sin is that he praised the gods of gold, silver, brass, iron, wood, and stone.
那我们知道这两件事情都是非常不讨神喜悦。
And we know that these two things are frowned upon by the Lord.
所以神就要来审判他。
And so the Lord was wanted to judge him.
记得在五章五节，当时忽然有人手指的显出来。
And so it says in verse 5 that suddenly a man's hand emerged
在王宫和灯台对面的粉墙上写字
and began writing opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the
wall. 当王看见这个手指人的手指的时候
and when this king saw the fingers begin to write
他就变了脸色
and his face grew pale.
他心里惊惶，腰骨好像脱节一样
and it felt as if his hip joints went slack and his knees began knocking together.
所以他是非常非常的惧怕。
And so he had great fear within him.
他把巴比伦这些所有的这些哲士又重新叫来。
And he called to bring all the conjurers to him.
但是没有一个人能够读这墙上的字。
But no one was able to read this of the writings upon the wall.
圣经告诉我们说，这时候他的皇后也可以说是他的，也许是主母。
And it was during this time that maybe the wise men,
the queen,
or potentially the queen,
就说呢，在你的国中有一个人
that they told him that there is one man within his kingdom,
他里边有神的灵
and that he has the spirit of God,
这人心中光明有神的智慧
and that he has knowledge over all,
这个人当然就是但以理
and this man of course is Daniel,
所以他们就把这个但以理又重新请来。
And so they invited Daniel to come before them.
当但以理来到这个王宫里的时候
And when Daniel entered into the palace,
这个新的王这个伯沙撒他并不认识但以理
And we see here that Belshazzar does not recognize Daniel.
他只是说你是我父王从犹大地掳来的一个俘虏吗
And he says, are you Daniel whom my father the king has brought from Judah?
但是他说呢，我听说你里边有圣善的灵。
But I have heard that you have the spirit of the gods.
所以我们看见但以理这个时候已经完全被忘记了。
And so we see here that Daniel has already been completely forgotten.
我们不知道这个过程是多少年。
And we do not know how many years has passed.
但是当但以理重新出现在王面前的时候。
But when Daniel appears before the king.
我们实在是看见一个神的仆人，他的生命和性情。
We see a servant of God and we see his characteristics.
因为这个伯沙撒王说谁如果能够识这些字的话呢他要得大的奖赏。
And we see here that Belshazzar offered a great reward to anyone who was able to interpret the writings.
这个人要身穿紫袍在国内在这个国当中呢列为第三。
And that they would be the third most powerful man in the kingdom.
但是但以理说在第五章第十七节但以理回答王说呢你的赠品可以归你自己。
But we see here in verse 17 that Daniel responds and says, keep your gifts for yourself.
你的赏赐可以归于别人。
And give your rewards to someone else.
这真是一个何等的回答。
And this is a great response.
我们看见因为这时候但以理已经被忘记了许多年。
We see here that Daniel has already been forgotten for many years.
照着人的感觉他好像重新的有一次机会可以在这个国家中做大事。
And from man's perspective, we see that he once again has an opportunity to make his name known.
这是对人来讲，这是一个何等重要的机会。
And this is a very important aspect to man.
但是但以理不一样。
But Daniel is different.
他说你的赠品可以归给别人，可以归给你自己。
He says you can keep your gifts to yourself.
你的赏赐可以归给别人。
Your rewards to someone else.
世界上这些荣华富贵权势对但以理来说完全没有什么吸引力。
And there is no draw to the things and the rewards of this earth.
这是一个神仆人的品质。
And this is a characteristic that we see of Daniel's and the servant of God.
但是他说呢我却要为王读这些文字。
And he responds and he follows and he says, I will read the inscriptions to the king and make the interpretations known to him.
那在这个他解释这些文字之前,
and before he interprets the writings,
但以理非常毫无惧怕地指责这个王所犯的错误,
he makes the sins of the king known to him.
这是一个非常不容易的一件事情。
And this is not something that is very easily done.
因为这是一件非常危险的事情。
Because this is a very dangerous thing.
那因为我们知道古代这些君王, 他们都可以随意这个生杀的。
And we know that kings during that time can execute whomever they wish.
但是但以理他只是在神的面前, 他没有毫无惧怕。
But we see that Daniel had no fear before God.
所以但以理就告诉他说呢, 是至高的神曾将国位大权赐给你的父亲, 你的祖父, 尼布甲尼撒。
And we see here that he says that the sovereignty and grandeur and glory and majesty was granted to Nebuchadnezzar, his father.
所以他说呢, 因为这个大权, 各国各方, 各族的人都在他面前要恐惧战惊的。
And all these people can testify to this.
但是他心高气傲。
But the king was proud of himself.
所以神就实行审判,
and so he brought this judgment upon him.
把他赶出人世,就是上边我们所读到的那一章的经文。
And he was chased out of his kingdom, and just as it was written in chapter 4.
当他知道至高者在人的国中掌权的时候, 神又重新给他恩典。
And only until he recognized the sovereignty of God, the Most High, was he restored back to his former self.
所以在5章22节的时候,他说, 伯沙撒,你是他的孙子。
And so it says here in verse 22, you his son or grandson, Belshazzar.
你虽然知道这一切,但是你仍然不自卑。
You know these things, but you have not humbled your heart.
你竟向天上的神自高,使人把神殿中的器皿拿到你的面前,你和这些大臣。
And you have exalted yourself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before you, and your nobles, and your wives, and your concubines, and have been drinking wine from them.
有赞美呢,不能听,不能看,无知,无识,金人铜铁木所造的这些偶像。
And you have praised the gods of silver, gold, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which do not see, hear, or understand.
没有把神,把荣耀归给神。
And he did not give the glory to the Lord.
所以呢,神这个指头写出来,需要来审判你。
And so these writings on the wall were meant to judge.
那这些写在墙上的意思就是说,神已经数算了你国的年日。
And the things that were written on the wall are interpreted as this, that God has already numbered his kingdom.
并且你已经被放在天平里边,要显出你的亏欠了。
And that you have been weighed on the scale and found deficient.
我们知道这是一个非常可怕的光景。
And this is a very frightening condition to be in.
任何人如果没有神的恩典被放在神的天庭上去量, 那都会显出他的亏欠。
And if someone who does not fear the Lord, who has been brought and weighed upon the scale of God and found deficient.
我们今天是在神的恩典当中。
But we today are under the grace of God.
主耶稣基督用他的血来遮涂抹了我们各样的罪过。
That the blood of Christ has covered all of our sins.
但是我们同样需要常常来到神的面前谦卑自己。
But we too must humble ourselves constantly before God.
神的审判当夜就临到了这伯沙撒王。
And so that night, the judgment of God was brought upon Belshazzar.
这个马代人大利乌那时候就取得了这个加勒底国。
And that and the Medes and the Persians and Darius the Mede received the kingdom.
就像那个开始尼布甲尼撒王所做的那第一个梦,那个金头就结束。
And just like in King Nebuchadnezzar's first dream that the golden head had come to an end.
所以我们看见这时候,这个但以理在这一章当中,他实在是为神做了美好的见证。
And we see here that in this chapter, Daniel again was a wonderful testimony to God.
不畏强暴。
And that he was not
powerful.
That he was not forceful.
所以他可以真实的为神说话。
And that he could speak the truth of God.
我们实在是为着这个感谢赞美主。
And so we praise the Lord for this.
那我们知道这个但以理他在这个时候他好像已经被人忘记了很多年。
And we see here that Daniel has already been forgotten for many years before, before men.
好像在他的人生当中如果我们的人生像一项乐章一样。
And that his time has already at the end of his prime.
他就是他我们如果我们的人生像一个乐章一样 melody.、
That if our lives are like a melody.
在这个阶段好像是一个休止符。
And that this time in his life is one of rest or, yeah, of rest.
啊那这个休止符到底是多长我们不知道。
And we don't know how long this rest is.
就我自己不是很懂音乐。
I myself do not, really understand music.
有的时候我们去听音乐或者是听那个以前孩子们的表演的时候。
But sometimes, when we go to, concerts or when I used to go and listen to my, children play in their instruments at recitals.
有的时候到这个休止符的时候我们以为已经结束了好像赶紧要拍手。
And that there are times in the music that there are rests and we want to, applaud because we think the song is ended.
但我们看旁边的人都没有人拍手。
But when we look around, nobody else is clapping.
但很快呢一个更美丽更宏伟的乐章就响起来。
But we see that following that rest, that there is a more beautiful melody.
在我们人生当中也是这样子。
And so in our own lives, this is also, something that is very true.
我们不知道弟兄姐妹们现在的光景是怎样。
And I don't know the condition of brothers and sisters now.
也许有的人可能正在这个人生这个休止符当中。
And maybe that currently we are in this time of rest or break in our lives.
你也许是面对着各样的难处。
And maybe you're going through some hardship.
也许是健康，也许是事业，也许是家庭。
Maybe it's health related, work related, family related.
但是不管怎样，在这个时候，其实是神在考验我们的时候。
But that this is a time that the Lord is working in each and every one of us.
当我们仰望他的时候，他会把我们带进一个更美的乐章当中。
That when we rely, upon him, that he will bring us into a more beautiful melody.
这时候想起了在荒漠甘泉里边有一段。
And this reminded me of a, section in Streams of the Desert.
那我们知道荒漠甘泉是考门夫人所写的。
And we know that Streams in the Desert is written by, Mrs. Kalman.
他和他的弟兄是在二十世纪初就在1901年到1917年。
And we see that Mrs. Kalman and her husband were, missionaries, at the turn of the century from 1901 to 1917.
他们是在中国和日本那边服侍。
And that they served in Japan and China.
后来因着这个弟兄的身体光景他们所以就必须回到美国治疗。
But because of Mr. Kalman's, poor health, they were forced to return back to the States, to recuperate.
那过了六年之后呢弟兄就离开了这个世界。
And after 6 years, Mr. Kalman passed away.
在这个中间考门夫人经历了许多艰辛许多的心酸。
And we see that throughout this time that, Mrs. Kalman experienced much heartbreak and much sorrow.
在这个他人生的经历的当中他写下了这第一本书就是荒漠甘泉。
And through her experiences, we see that she wrote her first book, Streams in the Desert.
那在这一篇里边呢他讲到我们的人生就如一个音乐一样。
And in this book, it speaks on how, she describes, life, as a melody.
有的时候我们会遇见一些休止符。
And that throughout life that we too will experience some rest.
但是这正是人生精彩之处。
Yeah, but this is, very important in our lives.
因为这些休止符并非是我们的尽头。Not the end.
Oh, because, in these moments of pause, that it isn't the end of, the song.
乃是呢一个可能一个新在孕育着一个新的开始。
But that it is the beginning of a new start.
他说我们的神就是这个作曲者。
And so it says here that, Mrs. Kalman was able to see that the Lord, is the, composer.
他并非没有计划。
And that he does not, plan to end this song.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
And so, brothers and sisters.
当我们在这些艰难的环境当中的时候。
When we are in these, times of tough times.
我们知道我们的神他仍然在掌权。
That we know that the Lord is sovereign.
他不但掌管着人类的历史。
That he is not only sovereign over the history of man.
他也看顾我们每个人的生活。
But that he is in charge of each and every one of our lives.
这是我们一个学习的机会。
And this is an experience and opportunity to learn.
并且我们可以抬头仰望他。
That we can lift up our eyes and see him.
直到有新的更美的乐章可以在我们生活当中奏起。
And so that there can be a great and more beautiful melody that can be played out in our lives.
我们下面要快快地看一下第六章。
And following, let's quickly look at chapter 6.
那第六章这个故事大家都非常的熟悉。
And I trust that we're all very familiar with the story in chapter 6.
那这也是记载在但以理的晚年的时候所发生的。
And this is also an experience of Daniel in his latter years.
那大力物王当时呢，他设立了120个总督。
And it says here that Darius, King Darius appointed 120 satraps over the kingdom.
在这之上又设立了三个总长。
And that over these 120, that there were three commissioners.
那丹以理就是其中的总长之一。
And Daniel was one of these commissioners.
因着他做事在神面前认真。
And because he was faithful in his work and his service.
所以他其他人就嫉妒他。
And so, a lot of people were jealous of him.
他们想要参塔, 就是想要把他,
and they wanted to bring him down.
但是没有办法能够找到他任何的过失。
But nobody was able to find any grounds of accusation.
他们说只能够在他神的律法当中能够找到。
And that it was only through his faithfulness.
所以他就设了一个计, 他们就设了一个计。
And so they brought up a plan before the king.
在30天之内, 任何人不可以 除了这个王之外,不可以敬拜任何其他的人或者是神。
That for 30 days that no one was able to praise anyone.
并且呢,让这个成为这个国家的法令,让王盖上玉玺。
Except the king, and so that this was to be established into law.
丹以理第六章第十节说,当丹以理知道这个禁令盖了玉玺,就回到自己的家中,他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷,一日三次,双膝跪在神的面前。
And it says in verse 10 that now when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he entered his house. Now in his roof chamber, he had windows open towards Jerusalem. And he continued kneeling on his knees three times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God as he had been doing previously.
这是一个非常宝贵的一幅图画。
And this is a wonderful picture that we see.
那我们觉得丹以理他之所以能够在这么多年当中,在外邦的宫殿当中,在偶像充斥的地方,
And that we see here that Daniel in a different kingdom, one that he had been exiled to, one that had that he was surrounded with idols, that he was able to stand firm in the Lord.
他的秘诀是什么呢?
And what is his secret?
那我们相信就是在这节经文里边。
And we trust that it is in this verse.
他与神有一个非常美好的交通。
That he had a wonderful fellowship with his God.
他常常在神面前祷告。
That he constantly prayed before him.
这里边讲到与素常一样，就是他的人生就是这样，这就是他的生活。
And that it says here that it is his life.
祷告是我们基督徒每个人从神那边得到的权柄。
And this is a wonderful blessing that we have from the Lord that we can have the opportunity to pray.
也是今天我们在这个黑暗的世界当中最有力的一个兵器。
That in this dark time that it can be a wonderful weapon against the enemy.
所以我们弟兄姐妹们，我们应该要宝贵这个兵器。
And so we need to take hold of the preciousness of this weapon.
因为在祷告当中，我们可以明白神的心意。
Because in prayer that we can understand the will of God.
我们也可以明白神的工作。
That we can understand the work of God.
他今天在地上做什么？他工作的法则是什么？
And how he works and what his work is on this earth.
我们也可以明白神的应许。
And we can also understand the promises of God.
我们实在是为了这个感谢神。
And so we praise the Lord for this.
所以我们看见丹以理他在这整个的人生当中，他之所以一直圣经一直提到他，在这个丹以理书里边提到多次，他有美好的灵性。
And so we see here that throughout the book of Daniel, it constantly reminds us that Daniel had this wonderful faithfulness that he had.
他怎样能够和当时那个充满偶像的世界分开呢？
And how was he able to separate himself from this world of idols?
他在神面前的祷告。
It was his prayer before the Lord.
那这样的祷告的确是每位弟兄姐妹们，我们今天在这个时代所需要的。
And may this truly be something that each and everyone desires to need in our lives.
我们看见这些坏人呢、啊，他们使了一个计策。
And we see that those who were against Daniel, they came up with a plan.
他们要用这个国家的法律来惩治但以理。
And they wanted to make a law to go against Daniel.
那圣经特别提到这个法律呢，当时是王自己都不能够更改的。
And we see here that this law was one that could not be changed even by the king.
从人的角度来讲看，这个法律应该是很好，它在众人之上，没有人能够更改。
And from man's perspective, this law must be something that must be very good, because if the king cannot change it, it should be something that is good.
但是呢，当他落在这些恶人的手中的时候
，But if it falls into the hands of those who are evil,
他并不能够保护人
，It cannot protect man.
但是非常明显的一个对比，在这边我们看见神可以保护人。
But we see here in the story that God can save.
所以当他们借着这个法律把但以理放在狮子坑里的时候
，So when we see that Daniel, as he was put into the lion's den,
但以理没有任何的惧怕。
Daniel had no fear within him.
那圣经记载说呢，这个王他虽然想救但以理，但是因着这个法律，他没有办法去救他。
And we see here that in this chapter that even though King Darius wanted to save Daniel, he could not because he had no power.
他也必须要按照这些恶人所设的计，要把但以理放在这个狮子坑里。
And because of the law that he was forced to throw Daniel into the lion's den.
但是非常感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
因为神的保守，所以狮子就不能够伤害但以理。
Because of the protection of God that these lions were not able to harm Daniel.
那一夜。这个王整夜的他没有办法睡得好。
And this whole night, the king did not have a peaceful rest.
但是但以理在狮子坑里边呢，却有一个非常平安的一个夜晚。
But Daniel had such a peaceful night in the lion's den.
那我相信这个故事，我们所有的弟兄姐妹们都非常熟悉。
I trust that we're all very familiar with this story.
那圣经也特别记载，这是但以理信心的一个表现。
And we see here that it is true, that the Bible records it as a faith. It was through the faith of Daniel that he went through this.
因他信靠神。
Because he relied upon the Lord.
所以这对我们来讲是一个何等的激励。
And so this is a wonderful encouragement to us.
今天我们生活在一个非常动乱的时代当中。
That we live in such a chaotic time.
我们可能不能这个世界上事情都不能够来保护我们。
Maybe the things of this earth cannot protect us.
但是我们所相信的神
But we trust in the Lord.
他是我们永远的保护
That he is our protector.
所以当那天早晨这个王急忙的起来要到狮子坑那里面去看
So when the king woke up the next morning, he ran to the lion's den to look.
他可能以为这但以理一定是被狮子完全吃掉
And that he must have believed that the lions had already eaten Daniel.
所以他就哀声的呼喊
And so he greatly cried out.
但是呢但以理说神差遣他的使者堵住了狮子的口，叫狮子不伤我。
But Daniel spoke to the king that my God has sent his angels to shut the lions' mouths.
我们感谢主，因着他的信心，他身上毫无损伤。
We thank the Lord that because of his faith that he was not harmed.
那所以这个王呢，就把但以理从狮子坑里边系上了。
And so the king brought Daniel out of the lion's den.
并且把这些恶人呢。和连同他们的家人一同都放在这个狮子坑里。
And the commissioners and satraps who were against Daniel, they were thrown into the lion's den.
圣经记载说他们还没有到底的时候，那个狮子们就把他们都咬碎了。
And in the Bible, it records that before they had reached the bottom, that the lions had already overpowered and crushed them.
所以这个狮子们并不是不饿。
So it isn't that the lions were not hungry.
是神保守了但以理。
But that it was God who protected Daniel.
所以但以理在神的面前，在人的面前做了一个非常美好的见证。
So we see that before man and before God, that Daniel was a wonderful testimony.
所以这个大力乌王就在六章的二十六节就宣告，向他的全国人民宣告，要在但以理的神面前恐惧战惊。
And so in verse 26 of chapter 6, it says that King Darius made a decree before all the people.
因为他是永远长存的神。
For he is the living and living God and enduring forever.
所以我们看见慢慢他看见了只有这一位神是真神。
So we see here that Darius's eyes began to see that God was a real God.
他能够保护人,
that he could protect his people.
这是丹以理在神面前做的一个非常美好的见证。
And this is a wonderful testimony that Daniel had before the Lord.
我想今天在我们的生活当中也是有许多这样的机会，我们可以为神做见证。
And I trust that in our lives as well, that we have many opportunities to be a testimony for God.
虽然不是在这重大的事情上，但是在我们每天的生活当中。
It might not be in something so great, but that in our daily lives, that it can be our experience.
愿神帮助我们能够常常活在他的面前。
May the Lord help us to live before his presence always.
能够更多地认识他的恩典和能力。
And that we can come to know his grace and his might.
好，我们再有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们是何等的感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
早晨，你借着这些话语，让我们看见你在地上的工作。
And through this word this morning that we were able to see your work among your people.
你是公义信实的神。
And that you are a true and living God.
盼望着我们每位弟兄姐妹们能够常常来到你的面前。
And may each brother and sister truly come before you.
和你有一个真实的美好的生命的交通。
That we can have a true and a real life before you.
让在这个末后的时代，教会在地上能够成为你的见证。
And that this in this end time that the church can truly be a testimony for you.
求你祝福你的话语。
May you bless your words.
我们感谢你,
we thank you.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们在结束之前还有一些简短的报告。
And before we end today's meeting, we'll have some short announcements.
弟兄姐妹们知道我们现在各项的聚会都在网上照常进行。
And I trust that brothers and sisters know that the meetings that we have are currently continuing to be online.
我们特别鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够抽出时间来参加这些聚会。
And we encourage brothers and sisters to set apart the time to attend these meetings.
星期二晚上的祷告聚会是7点半到9点。
And our Tuesday prayer meeting is from 7:30 to 9.
那如果弟兄姐妹们还没有机会进入这个祷告，这实在是我们在地上一个何等祝福，蒙祝福的一件事情。
And if brothers and sisters have not yet entered into this meeting, we encourage you to enter into such a wonderful and blessed time.
Yeah, 和弟兄姐妹们一同进入祷告。
That we can enter with brothers and sisters into a time of prayer.
周五在这边读经和周六在东南区的读经都是照常进行。
And the Friday night and Saturday night Bible studies are at their usual time as well.
我们主日仍然有拨饼聚会。
And our Sunday we have our breaking of bread meeting.
盼望着弟兄姐妹们能够在家里边或者是在小组里边和弟兄姐妹们一同拨饼纪念主。
And during this time, we encourage brothers and sisters to meet within your own homes or with small groups online.
下一个主日的信息是由 Stephen Phillips 弟兄和李世伯弟兄交通。
And next week, our brother Stephen Phillips and brother Sibo Lee are sharing.
柯云弟兄和张立邦弟兄翻译。
And our brother Yun Ke and brother Ben Chang will be interpreting.
我们儿童的聚会仍然在星期五和主日都有。
And our children have their meetings on Friday and Sunday as well.
我们这边也有一些提醒和报告。And
there's also some prayer requests and reminders.
2020年的奉献收据已经预备好了。
That the 2020 offering receipts have already been prepared.
财务组的弟兄姐妹们决定，因为今年我们是在这个疫情期间。
And the brothers and sisters in this group, because we are currently in this pandemic,
所以今年我们所提供的是这个电子版的收据。
And so we will be providing the receipts electronically.
如果弟兄姐妹们需要收据的话呢，需要去要一下，这样的话才能寄给你。
And if you would like these receipts forwarded to you, we ask that you please request them.
可以通过电子邮件给郑杰明弟兄。
And we ask that you email our brother James Chen.
杰明弟兄的电子邮件是在我们会所的网站上。
And his email is currently on the church website.
我们请继续为美国祷告。
And we continue to pray for America.
也继续为这个现在这个疫情的情况祷告。
And the current pandemic.
也请弟兄姐妹们祷告纪念福音的工作。
And we ask brothers and sisters to please continue to pray for the work of the gospel.
你愿福音成为全教会众弟兄姐妹们的负担。
That this work of the gospel can truly be a burden in each of our hearts.
那还有一些详细的代祷事项在我们会所的周报上。
And there's a couple following prayer requests in our church bulletin online.
请弟兄姐妹们到那边去查阅。
And brothers and sisters can read them online.
我们今天的聚会就停到这里。
And this will conclude today's meeting.
神祝福弟兄姐妹们，再见。
May God bless brothers and sisters. Goodbye.